Joined by two presenters here at Phoenix FM who are on the opposite side of the desk for a change. I'm joined by Chris Hood and Mel Watson. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Takes all the pressure of the desk off of my head. But I like your link, Mel C to Mel W.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's good.
It's not thrown together, these shows, are they?
I think my show is always thrown together, but there we go. Now, so, we have been dancing together. It was a sight to be seen.
Really?
Because I have been involved, I've been using, not Chris, Fitness in, doesn't sound right, Fitness in Mind.
I'd use it.
Not guilty. Not guilty, girl.
Which you're here to talk about. Now, Fitness in Mind is absolutely fantastic. Number one, it's free, which is amazing.
Well, as an overview, Fitness in Mind, we're a multi-award-winning health and wellbeing initiative. There's an overarching organisation, Fitness in Mind UK. We're here from Fitness in Mind Brentwood, and we're proud to be part of that at the Brentwood Centre. Now, in essence, what we do, we provide free 12-week physical activity programmes. That's as an aid to improving mental and physical wellbeing. So that might be, you might be feeling a little bit stressed, a little bit down, depressed. You don't need to have a condition. You might just be going there to work off the turkey from Christmas. Regardless of age, mental health condition, physical health condition, we are open to all. And as you say, it's all free 12-week classes, and they're fully supported classes. So you've got a project activator in there to make sure everything's running smoothly, everyone's got everything they need. You've got a coach well-versed in mental health, and we're providing them with free mental health first aid training. And you've got a peer support worker in there as well. So if anyone is particularly struggling with anything, take us aside at any time and talk to us about it. And we do all of the classes as well. So no need for anyone to come in and feel awkward about anything. Because, and as I always say this with people coming to dance, come and dance. If you're not good at dancing, you can just laugh at me. I'm a bit like a spider on a hot plate.
I had to stop dancing at one stage, Mel, because I turned to my left and I was like, what the hell? Oh, hello, Chris.
She thought I was having a seizure.
I've seen the video.
She thought I was having a seizure, but I think it trying to give me the kiss of life was too much.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have tried that with a few of the staff at Fitness in Mind. What I like about it is got yoga, walking, meditation, kickboxing, the gym, and dance.
Walking, ones. Football, yes, which is a lot more energetic than you think it would be.
Does it involve football by any chance?
Yes. The clue's in the name. Well done. No, it's great. Walking football is absolutely brilliant. It's been something the FA has been really pushing to get over 50s men into playing sport again. It's great for everyone because you're in football, but you haven't got to worry about being slide tackled or anything like that. And it's, I would say, at a lower intensity, but when we play it, we're always working up a sweat playing the game, and it is so difficult not to run while you're going for a football. I just see a football and I just want to run after it. But there's a wide variety of activities. We've had plenty on before, including things like netball. We've had basketball, rounders as well. So plenty on, and plenty that benefit mental health, as I'm sure Mel will tell us about meditation.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, meditation group's fantastic. Everybody just comes in there to chill out. I do the yoga as well, because I do a yoga class beforehand, which I think some of the Fitness in Mind members attend as well. And there are regular yoga classes anyway here. That just helps you to relax a little bit more before you get into the meditation class. The responses that I've had from the meditation so far, they're all really, really enjoying it. And it gives them an opportunity to literally put their problems down. We did a meditation this morning where you actually imagined putting your problems down. And it's amazing. I know it sounds a bit weird just talking about it, but once you're in that kind of mindset and you're really relaxed and you're just listening to the music and life is just passing you by outside, even though we've got kind of noisy people outside the doors, you know, you just ignore all of that and you're just in your own space. And it's so nice to take a break from the chaos of life. And that's what meditation is about. We're always worrying about the future or the past or things like that. We spend very little time in the present moment. And this is what meditation does. It brings you into the here and now. It's amazing. Everybody is just they're so changed by it, I think, just in this past few weeks that they've been doing it. They're learning different ways of coping with their problems. It's fantastic. You've enjoyed it as well, haven't you, Chris?
I've enjoyed it. Well, especially coming in on a Thursday and they can say you can lie down and shut your eyes for an hour in the morning.
There are some people that snore,
yes,
I have to say. Some people use it as an excuse for sleep. Right. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they're really, we're very jealous of these people who can just shut their eyes and go straight off, because I can't do it. But I suppose the important thing about meditation is it's quite a... we tried to make it as a friendly and approachable as possible. We were going to go with mindfulness and meditation, but the thing is, it does conjure up sometimes images of meditation, and it's not at all.
Oh, we're not sitting. We're not all sitting cross-legged with like funny hand positions and saying om.
You don't have to climb 1,000 stairs to get to the little retreat where we've made. But you know, it's just normal. It's just some people in there, just
everyday just life, relaxing, just taking a break,
just relaxing. Yeah.
I think the thing is, if you're out there at the moment and you have a bit of depression, or if you've got major depression, the last thing you want to do normally is go out, especially when you've got this weather. This weather affects people a lot. The thing about Fitness in Mind is once you go along once, and I've not been for a little while, but I was doing the gym and I was doing my little dance bit, and then I ate too much at Christmas and felt ashamed. But you go along, and it's once you start doing it and it's fun. I think sometimes we think we can't, you're going to go to dance, everyone's going to laugh and everyone's going to look at me, but it isn't. The class was absolutely ram full of people of all age groups. There was also somebody there during the dance class in a wheelchair as well. And everybody just being really relaxed about it. And if you've got problems and you've got somebody there you can actually have a chat to as well, why does it make a difference?
Well, there's certainly plenty that we heard about endorphins, and the serotonin as well, and there's the achievement, there's the feeling of achievement of getting out there and doing something.
It's the connectedness as well. I think it's connecting with other people is important. Even though you might feel that you don't want to speak to anyone or don't want to see anyone, once you get there, it's actually you're in a safe environment. And certainly with meditation and yoga as well, the room is quite dimly lit, so you don't have to kind of communicate with anybody else if you don't want to. You can be there as an individual but still be part of the group. And a lot of the time in meditation, obviously you've got your eyes closed, so nobody's looking at you. There is no competition with something like that. It's just a nice opportunity, I think, to connect with other like-minded people, because I think sometimes when people talk about their stresses and their emotions and things like that, they're actually voicing something that you're feeling yourself but were too afraid to say. You know, so it's nice to be part of that group and feel that you have got links in common with other people, because I think depression is one of those things where you feel that you're on your own all the time. There is nothing, there's nobody else that can help you, you know, nobody feels like I do. It's the most awful space to be in. But coming somewhere like the meditation group, you feel that you are part of something that's maybe going to help you, and there is a way out. You know, you don't have to suffer in silence.
And Fitness in Mind is all about breaking that cycle. I mean, it's a classic cycle with depression that you say, I'm not feeling great, so I won't go out. You get that momentary, maybe little pang of relief that I haven't got to go somewhere, but then you just continue in your cycle. You're indoors and nothing improves it. Fitness in Mind is all about getting out there. It's all about what they call clinically as behavioural activation. It's getting there, getting your serotonin going, getting all those happy chemicals moving in your body, and getting that sense of achievement. And this week that we're in at the moment, we're in week 5 of the current programme, and it's a key week, because if you've got to we find that if people have been coming for 4 or 5 weeks, it's habit then. And habit forming is great. I mean, it's a good habit with this, with physical exercise. And people are saying to us, yes, we were nervous coming at first and we didn't do much at first. They're getting to around week 4 or 5 and we're having to say, people, calm down, because they're going, I want to do this. I want to do this now, and I want to do this, and I want to talk about. Someone saying to me the other week, I want to do a kettlebell class, but it might be a bit heavy on top of the doing kettlebells and then doing dance immediately afterwards. And having done that, yes, the answer is yes, that is pretty heavy. But it's all about breaking that cycle and getting into good habits. Once you've completed your 12-week course, you can then move on to a range of activities. So Mel runs an inclusive yoga class the hour before the meditation. We've got other yoga classes and kettlebell classes. We've got our community classes, and we're just moving out into setting up cluster clubs in the region as well, so that people can come in through that route, or they can exit through it. If they've enjoyed walking football, we can hopefully try and find them a walking football club to enjoy and make that habit something for the rest of their life.
I think that's important, actually, because it's kind of offering people choices, isn't it? Whereas they feel they didn't have choices before, they can feel, actually, they might even make friends in some of these groups. And, you know, those friendships might take them into other groups as well. So, you know, it's kind of offering possibilities to people, whereas there weren't any before.
And most people do come along on their own. I've seen, in fact, when I've been to the dance class, me and Chris didn't go together, but we ended up dancing like Torval and Dean without the ice. And everyone was chatting and having but it was such great fun. I will come and do a yoga. I'd love to do a yoga class. I was a bit worried because I've heard, I'm going to say this on air, I don't care. Anyway, I've heard that sometimes when you do funny yoga hoses, you can get a bit windy. Is that true?
It does happen.
It does happen, yeah.
Oh, Chris has spoken up.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
It's a normal bodily function. It's okay. I'm all right with anything that happens in a yoga class.
How long have you been doing yoga for?
Oh, God, about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long class.
She's just taking a 5-minute break. Yes. If somebody's coming in, because you always think as well of like people saying, come to the gym, and you go, oh God, I won't even be able to walk on a machine. It's the same way sometimes with yoga that people think they're going to come in and they're going to be bent.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's going to be very difficult. So how is yoga and fitness in mind different?
Well, it teaches you about your body. So you learn to have an awareness of your body. It's like I had a new lady in the class this morning. She wasn't aware what her body was doing. You know, I'm asking people to move forwards and back, you know, and it's kind of like having an awareness of what forwards and back is. That sounds really stupid, really, saying that. But some people don't. Mm. They don't have a very good range of movement in their body. So we're starting out with basics, really, and learning how your body works and learning how it moves and going with it rather than against it. So it's not like a normal aerobics class or exercise class where you just get thrown in at the deep end and you do a set routine and you either do it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's teaching you about how your body works, and I will modify the movements as well. So if somebody finds something particularly difficult to do, or they've got a stiff shoulder or stiff hips or something like that, I'll modify the movements for them so they can work towards the pose. I always say with yoga, it's the journey that's important, not the destination.
Yeah.
So the journey into the pose is often better than actually achieving the pose itself. So don't worry, you're not going to get yourself twisted into a pretzel or anything like that, unless you want to, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but there's the opportunity for all levels, really, to join in the same class. I mean, in that Thursday morning class, I've got young people in there and I've got a couple of ladies who are in their 80s, and you would never believe that they were that age, really, because they move around like young people. But that's what yoga does for you. It keeps you young.
It's as you get into your sort of 70s, 80s and 90s, that people are living longer, that's when you have the problems. If you haven't exercised or kept yourself a little bit flexible, that's when you get the problems.
Exactly. And that's what I always say to people. If they exercise now, then they're not going to need the hip replacements. They're not going to need to be bedridden or whatever with back problems or anything like that, because they're supple now. Their joints are kind of, they're oiling their joints, really. They're working their muscles. You know, it benefits you in so many ways as you
and
get older.
Particularly in yoga classes. And I have to say, the class you do, and then Renate Mullins does a class on Tuesday. There are some people in there that are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
When you see what they do in a yoga session, and then they tell you afterwards, or you see when you're uploading their information, how old they are, and you think, no, you've got to go to that rock. You can't do
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's some people, absolutely unbelievable people.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what the body can do. And these people aren't necessarily lifelong yoga people,
exactly.
are they?
No, you can start at any age. Hmm. You know, some people have been coming for a year. Some people have been doing yoga for like 10 years or more. But it doesn't really matter. You can still get yourself up to that optimum fitness level.
And also the meditation. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, you can join in and do meditation at any point as well. You don't have to have been doing it for years, you know. In fact, if you haven't been doing it for years, it's probably beneficial to come along, because I'm starting with the basics with this class. So, it's really good. I'd recommend it for anyone, really.
Chris, you were going to say something then. Were you going to ask me about dancing? He looks like a newsreader all of a sudden. He looks very serious.
It's very official.
I've got something to say.
It's a radio newsreader, because I'm not quite dressed for... I'm not quite dressed for TV news.
But it is a lovely dress anyway.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's one of my favourites. All I will say is very, very simple to sign up as well. And so all you need to do is fill out a couple of forms with us. Don't need a referral. We always put people coming to us and say, do I need a GP referral or anything? No diagnosis, no GP referral. Don't need to worry about that. All you need to do is turn up at our door. You can come straight to us and you can sign up. You've got until Saturday to sign up for this quarter. It's 3 days. After that, you have to wait until April on the next program so you can benefit from the full 12 weeks. It's absolutely brilliant. I know I'm biased, but it is absolutely brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It's
right.
Free as well. You should be getting on this. Fitness in mind at brentwoodleisure.co.uk. You can give us a ring, 01277 246057. That can also sign up on Eventbrite as well. brentwood-centre.co.uk/book-FIM. We're on Twitter and Facebook, Fitness in Mind UK, or at fitnessinmind.org.uk. You can find everything you want. What are you waiting for? I mean, it's free, easy sign up, fun, and overall, it's good for you. What I will mention about the gym is The class that we do on Saturday, 5 till 6, the Brentwood Centre have been very, very kind to us to say we can have the gym and only for Fitness in Mind people. Yep. So if you're very nervous about going into the gym, and there's friendly people in the Brentwood Centre gym, it's not, you know, it's not scary people, but if you're scared about going in and think, well, everyone else knows how to use everything and I don't, you're going in just with Fitness in Mind people alone. Cesara, our gym coach, is absolutely brilliant. Mm. And you can sort of learn the ropes over 12 weeks. So at the end of the 12 weeks, you can stride in that gym and you know what you're doing.
Thank you very much to Mel and to Chris. If you want to see both them, you will find them at Fitness in Mind. And I can do a bit of street dancing now. I've been showing everybody.
Yeah.
Look, we can do this. Look, you can't see it on air.
Pop and lock. There we go. You have to take
I'm going to go to the street dance class, I think.
You will have to take our word for it that was awesome.
Mel, singing to yourself, I'm definitely not going to that class, obviously. No, we are excellent
I'm
dancers.
Okay, Mel. You don't need to sit here.